you love movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Whom are you, ask? I am the Wiz, and I'm here today to review the 1954 version of A Star Is Born, starring James Mason and Judy Garland, directed by George Cukor. I reviewed the first one from 1937, I think about 7 months ago. And I guess I'll just go over how I felt about that real quick, since it's probably going to pertain to this review as well. I thought the movie was good. I really liked Janet Gaynor and her character in the film. I thought Frederick March's character was not as good, and I thought the drunk scenes were kind of overdone. That probably was the style at the time, but I didn't really buy the whole drunkenness of that actor at the time. Decent story. It was a fine movie. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. But I kept hearing that this is the best version of A Star Is Born, the 54 Judy Garland version, and that I should definitely watch this when I get a chance. So now that we have a grab bag week, I thought, why not give this a shot? I want to note something, however. If you're going to watch this movie and you're going to give it a shot, and overall, I think you should. There you go. That's the spoiler for my review. I want to note one thing, however. There are certain scenes in the film that are just production stills with the actual soundtrack in the film. This is not a stylistic choice. This is because the original print of the film got lost, damaged, or misplaced somehow. And this is the best way they could restore the film. So if you're watching it on Tubi or you watch it at any other place, and you notice these scenes, yes, this is normal. This is not what the director intended to be, but this is the best they could do. Am I demeriting the film because of it? No. But when you watch this film, keep that in mind, because when those scenes come up, it's going to be very jarring. But that's pretty much why it happened. All right, so let's get into the review of A Star Is Born, the 1954 version, directed by George Cukor. Before that, let's get into the plot. Same as the first one, Norman Maine is a celebrity whose star is on the wane. He has severe alcohol problems. He's played by James Mason. He meets aspiring actress Esther Blodgett, who's played by Judy Garland, who he is inspired to help. And the film is about her rise to fame as Vicki Lester and his precipitous fall while he is dealing with his alcoholism problems. So let's get into my 3 points. And my first point of the film is, if you've seen the original, you've seen this movie. Let me tell you something. I had some strong deja vu watching this movie, and I mean strong deja vu. There are certain things that they change up in the film. I think the way that they met is different, and other aspects of the film is also different when it comes to the buildup. By the end of the film, you definitely see the similarities to the original. And honestly, the thing that I had the hardest time reviewing this film on is trying to find different things to compare to the other film. When that happens, it usually means that they just cut and paste a lot of those elements from the original onto this new one. Now, does this make the movie bad? Not necessarily. But what I will say is that if you have seen the original, maybe give yourself some time to not watch the second film so it's not like, oh, I've already watched this. Jesus, I'm watching the same thing again. I would say, honestly, I waited 7 months to see this. I'd say I give more time than that, because a lot of these elements are going to be very familiar. In fact, I'm probably wrong on this, but it really felt like I was watching this film and the same sets were used from the previous film. It is probably wrong. I'm probably wrong on that, but it definitely felt like that when I was watching the film. My second point, Judy Garland and her song and dance numbers make the difference. I'm going to recommend this over the original, but the only reason why is because I think Judy Garland is actually really good in it. I like Janet Gaynor in the first film, but I think Judy Garland is much better in this film. And this mainly has to do with the fact that her song and dance routines are really good. Yeah, and she's just a very charming actress in this movie. I really liked her performance in this. I just liked her a lot more in this than I did Janet Gaynor, even though I did like Janet Gaynor in the original one. But mainly because I think Judy Garland is just a higher caliber of actress. Not only because she's good at song and dance numbers, but because I think she's just a little more charming, a little more effervescent. So in that case, I think her performance is better than Janet Gaynor's in this, but I think mainly because she showcases more of her talent. And my third point, James Mason's in the film much less than expected. I look at this point, and I think it has more to do with the length of the film than it really does with James Mason. This film is 3 hours, whereas the original was 2 hours. And I think the reason why there is more film in this is because of the song and dance numbers and what Judy Garland was doing in the film. I really think that is the case. Maybe there is more fleshed out in certain aspects, but it definitely wasn't given to James Mason in this. I think this is a good thing overall. Even though I think James Mason does a very good job in this movie, and I think he is a much more believable drunk than Frederick March was in the original. But I would have liked to have more of a connection with James Mason's character, which is Norman Maine, because when he eventually does what he does in the end, I would like to believe it a little bit more, but it still seemed forced like it did in the first movie. That was one big criticism I had with the original, is that when Maine eventually does what he does in the end of the movie, it kind of was a very strong leap of logic there. He was like, oh my god, I'm fucking up so bad and I do what I do. I just was like, I didn't really feel that emotional connection. I would have liked more involving Norman Maine, but the film is more about Judy Garland's character anyway, so it's not that big of a deal. But again, for a more complete film, I would have liked to have more on Norman Maine in this, but overall I don't think it's that bad for the film. So who is this for? I would say this is for people if you like musicals more than straight drama. This is really just comparing to the original. This is a movie that has both song and dance numbers and it's drama, so if you like musicals as well as that, I would say go for this version, even though I just think Judy Garland is the best part if compared to both. If you prefer musicals, I'd say give this one a shot. I would also say this is for people if you are curious about older versions of this film. Odds are most of you who are watching this have watched the latest one, which is with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. I will get to that at some point. But if you're curious as to the older versions of this film, I would say give this specific one a shot. I would say probably skip the older version, even though I like the older version. I think the 54 version is probably something you would like a little bit more, especially if you like music. And if you kind of like show tunes and Broadway stuff. So I'd say give this a shot if you watch the latest one and you really want to know what the older ones are like. Overall, I am recommending this one, but with a caveat. If you've already seen the original, you liked it, but you weren't overly impressed by it, I'd say you don't have to see this unless you really like Judy Garland. And if you don't like Judy Garland, who the hell are you? What's your problem? But I will say this. The thing that really stuck out to me is how beat by beat the film is almost the same as the original. And that's kind of something I'm annoyed by with remakes that do this. To me, if you're remaking something, you're changing things up. You're doing a fresh element into it. And this film didn't do that except add song and dance numbers. But Judy Garland is really good in this, and I really liked her performance. I also thought James Mason was good in it, but his role is really truncated as the film goes on. But overall, I will recommend A Star Is Born, the 54 version. But again, if you've seen the original and you thought that was fine and I don't need to see another one, I don't think you're really missing much. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at iamthewiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. Okay, so for next week, theme is Catholic-themed movies, and I'm going to start that with The Last Temptation of Christ, directed by Martin Scorsese. Thursday is the 007 Debriefings with me and Zero, and we're going to review For Your Eyes Only. Saturday, we're going to continue the Catholic-themed movies, and I'm going to go a little lighter in this next one, and I'm going to watch Monty Python's The Life of Brian. If there was a little bit of a worry that maybe The Last Temptation of Christ was going to be a little too controversial, I think I just blew that out of the water. I know a lot of Christians around that time were very upset by this film. I don't want to watch two very serious films, so I thought I'd give this one a shot. So tune in on Tuesday where I review The Last Temptation of Christ, directed by Martin Scorsese. Thursday, the 007 Debriefings with Zero for Your Eyes Only. And on Saturday, Monty Python's The Life of Brian. I am The Wiz, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.